Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing a PCA scandal where a high-ranking PCA official is involved in a blacks-only church event from a PCA church. Now, this story has raised a lot of eyebrows. It's gotten a lot of media attention. The Daily Wire is the one who made the story go big. So we're going to talk about that in a second. But a couple things that are surprising about this. It is not a black church that's doing this. However, it is a church in Oakland, California that's doing this. So a lot of irony here, but we're going to talk about this story. I've got some woke preacher clips for you. But first, I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We did cover this a little bit over the weekend. I want to cover it a little bit more today. And you can catch all that at evangelicaldarkweb.org. And also check out the free newsletter that's linked in the description. That's our patron-like system that I'm showing on the screen, linked in the description. And my book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare. Check that out as well on Amazon, also linked in the description. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. So Daily Wire's Leif LeMahieu broke the story. He's a Presbyterian. And it's kind of surprising that, you know, it's not Megan Basham that wrote this article, but she did do her part in boosting this story, giving it more love. Because this story, I think it is a somewhat big deal that there are a lot of pockets in evangelicalism that want to be woke holdouts. So we're seeing this. The fight against wokeness is not over. There's plenty of people in the church that are still woke. I've been hammering the Southern Baptist Convention for like, I think 4 days straight. I've had an article going after them for being woke. And the PCA has also had its scandals as well. Recently, earlier this month, we reported on how the PCA had the Mission to North America, which is their ministry. It's a missions organization that provides a lot of resources and training material for the Presbyterian Church. They were encouraging and providing resources for illegal aliens to evade or lie to law enforcement. So this was very evil. It was treasonous. It was removed, and the Ministry to North America apologized. But despite the fact that they apologized for it, there was no accountability. Accountability was not had. They didn't really repent because they had not taken the actions necessary to actually correct the situation to make sure something like this never happens again by firing the people responsible. One of the people that's responsible is, we're going to talk about in a second. So Daily Wire broke this story, and this is the event. So this is the event. Celebrate Black History Month. Patronize local Black-owned businesses. Grab a printed list in the rotunda. Black Fellowship Dinner. We got Dr. Irwin Ince, and he's going to be our main character in a second, about whom this whole event raises. So Irwin Ince is one of the directors over at the Ministry to North America, the Presbyterian Church in America. And again, he is high-ranking official in the PCA. Not necessarily from a polity standpoint, but from a missions organization, someone who is a leader in that organization. This is a huge deal. They should not be having people like this in the PCA. And it makes no sense why this is even allowed. So that being said, here's a picture of the organization. He's the coordinator. So I don't know whether coordinator versus executive coordinator, but he's pretty high up there. He's higher than the person at Kevin DeYoung's church who ran the refugee and immigration ministry that was putting out the woke nonsense that was basically treasonous to the United States of America. This guy is again, he's a high-ranking official in the PCA. So going back to this, they have a Saturday night dinner or a conversation with him where he will present a talk on race, justice, and theology, followed by an interactive conversation with the audience and a dessert reception. I'm sure there'll be sweet potato pie there. But again, one of the biggest ironies about this is not a black church that's doing this. This is a white and maybe Asian church that's doing this. Maybe there's some black people there, but it's pretty ironic. So here's a clip of the announcement, and this comes from Protestia.
2 weekends from now, we are having a big weekend in the life of our church as we celebrate Black History Month. Friday, February 21st through Sunday, February 23rd, we are bringing out Reverend Dr. Irwin Imps. Dr. Imps is a pastor, he is an author, he is a leader in our denomination, and it is a real privilege that we've landed him for this weekend. He's going to come out, and on Friday night, we're going to have a fellowship dinner for our black brothers and sisters and their families in our congregation with Dr. Imps. And, you know, one of our core values here as a church is diversity. We want to be a church that reflects not just the diversity of our city, but the diversity of the kingdom of God. Amen.
So I see three white dudes on the stage right now. It is not a black church. That's the funny thing about this. So I'll get into my two objections to this entire thing in a second, but just for now, this is not a black church. And I would have a lot fewer issues if this were a black church. And I think a black church wouldn't have to do a blacks only event, which they're going to defend in the next clip that I have.
And one of the great joys for me has been seeing a growing community of black brothers and sisters in our church over these last couple years. And so we're having a dinner that night. We've loved seeing this. We love diversity. We love seeing a community of people who look very, very different brought together in a single family. We also love helping people to connect in our church. And that really is one of the primary goals of this fellowship dinner that we're having, is to give our black brothers and sisters and their families a chance to connect with one another as they eat with Dr. Imp. So I just would really encourage you, if you can make it that night, to sign up, register. That'll help us plan for food. And then the next night, Saturday night, the 22nd, Dr. Imp is going to be here giving a talk on race, theology, and justice. And you may not know this, but the Bible has a lot to say about these things. These things strike at the very heart of God. And so Dr. Imp is going to be here talking about those on Saturday night. And we're going to have a time of Q&A.
So what's kind of interesting is a lot of the people who are woke believe that race was a concept invented by white people to justify the African Atlantic slave trade. To be clear, because there's multiple slave trades involving Africa, especially the North African Mediterranean slave trade, which is where these Muslims captured a bunch of white people. Even in so far as like Iceland, they went to get, you know, people to enslave. So anyway, here's clip number two, where they defend this being a black-only event.
Then on Friday, the 21st, from 6:30 to 8:30, we're going to have a black fellowship dinner. And let me just say something about what this is and why we're doing it. This is a special opportunity for black brothers and sisters in our congregation.
And just to be clear, I see maybe one white dude, and I can't tell whether they're Hispanic or Asian, but the guy speaking looks pretty Asian to me. And when you talk, if you remember the Stop Asian Hate thing that was from 2020, and they were complaining about all these hate crimes against Asian people, but all these hate crimes against Asian people only happened in two places, like New York City and Northern California, you know, the whole San Francisco, Santa Clara, Oakland. It all happened like these two places, and it was just mainly black people attacking Asians for no reason. Just saying. So this Asian guy, I want to say he's self-hating, but not only does this church hate white people, I feel like it also hates Asians as well.
to connect with one another. We have a growing community of Black worshipers and congregants, which is really exciting. And it may be jarring for some of you to hear that we're creating an event for Black Christians. When you come to church and you've been coming to Res Oak, you know how much we love and prize diversity. We believe that the kingdom of God, that heaven is diverse, and that's something that we celebrate. But we also love helping people connect with one another. And so in the same way that we might have a men's breakfast or a women's brunch, we want to help our Black brothers and sisters come and connect. This is going to be an informal event. Pastor Ince is going to be there to join us for that. Meet somebody who comes to the 9 a.m. service. Bring a friend. This is another amazing event to invite a friend to. And we are really excited to be able to do this.
So a couple of objections that I have to the event. First of all, that this is an event being hosted by a local church. I don't think it's the local church's job to create a whites-only or blacks-only event. As someone who's a believer in the freedom of association, I'm not against the concept of, you know, white people saying, hey, we want a whites-only place, or Black people saying we want a blacks-only thing. But it's not really the function or job of the local church. I don't see it as useful for the local church to do at all. They're obviously going to make a case that it is, which will lead into my second point. But just to kind of hover around, this is not a Black church. So the fact that they're trying to do a blacks only event is an insult to the people in that church. It is basically a slight, if not a, you know, an active sign that they hate them. And when they talk about diversity here, what they really mean is no white people. We value diversity, meaning we hate white people. That's really what diversity, equity, and inclusion is really about. You know, against white, male, straight, Christian men. I already said male, but still, that is what diversity, equity, and inclusion is all about. So my second objection is that this is not really about this is about pushing a woke communistic agenda. Now, there's some woke preacher clips out there about Erwin Ince. And, you know, this guy's insanely woke. Again, he's a coordinator at the Ministry of North Americas, which is an incredibly woke organization. Daily Wire elaborates that in their article as well. So this isn't really about doing what's best for Black believers. This is about indoctrinating them with a matriarchal communist culture. So that's really what's going on here. I'm definitely a fan of, you know, Black men trying to better themselves, or Black families trying to better themselves, Black women trying to better themselves. But Erwin Ince is not going to help them out. He's not going to get, you know, celebrate their history that is worth celebrating. He's going to just be a woke, basically, he's going to struggle session them. But this is really what it's about, is indoctrinating them with wokeness, critical race theory, and weaponizing that even in 2025, when you would think it is in cultural retreat. There are two holdouts that they're going to keep this alive, and that is one, Hollywood. Hollywood is still woke. Zendaya is still getting cast and everything. And then two, the church. There are still a lot of woke holdouts in the church because these are liberals. They are agents of Satan who have infiltrated the church, and this is their job. They are going to hold on. It doesn't matter if it's going to make them unpopular with the world. A lot of them are getting paid, even by the government, to do this, because the woke church was very much government-sponsored, more so than other issues going on in the church. But the wokeness was very heavily government-funded and supported. So, those are some of my thoughts on this situation. Again, the PCA, we've had some victories in the PCA. We've seen that the Orthodox Presbyterians, not to be confused with the Orthodox Presbyterian Church, have won against the liberals or the Kellerites in the Presbyterian Church in America. But they have not exacted consequences on the liberals. They have not rooted them all out. They still hold critical infrastructural positions and local presbyteries. They don't have the majority on a General Assembly level, though. So The fight is on in the Presbyterian Church in America. Love the coverage here at Evangelical Dark Web. If you want to continue for that coverage, subscribe below to the podcast of the channel. If you are new, also check out Evangelical Dark Web's newsletter. But that's all I got for today. That's all I got for now. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.